I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Colorado Springs has approved a $2.5 million settlement for 12 female police officers who see their careers were harmed by a physical aptitude test that discriminated against women over 40. The agreement comes 6 months after a federal judge ruled in the women's favor, upholding their claims of civil rights violations. The city maintains that the tests are not discriminatory, saying about 98% of those who took the test in 2014 passed. Many Colorado Springs residents weathered a weekend of anxiety as the government shut down and Congress struggled to reach a deal to temporarily reopen it. At military installations across the city, thousands of servicemen and women worked without certainty of pay. So too did many civilian employees, while many others were furloughed completely. At a grocery store near Fort Carson yesterday morning, Sarah McCool said she worried that the shutdown, if it persisted, could delay her husband's next paycheck from the Army.
Well, we have three children and we kind of live paycheck to paycheck and we have to feed them. So if that paycheck doesn't come, then we will be looking at, you know, going into debt, using credit cards, whatever we have to do until the situation is straightened out.
Congress passed a stopgap funding measure yesterday to fund the government through February 8th. But the specter of another shutdown will likely loom until a long-term spending bill is passed. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.